Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we lock it in. Shout to Emma, man. Emma, what up, ma? Shout to Lush. Rose, what up? Shout to the intern. Can't wait to get her, man.
Via mail or via PayPal.
So shout out to them. So however that you're reaching out to us, man, we just want to make this the biggest year ever. And then, of course, next year will be bigger and bigger, and we'll continue every year to be bigger. You know, but this benefits the children from the Bronx, the community of the Bronx, you know, the kids. That's what we're doing it for. So we're just trying to do unselfish acts this year. And the 2010, correct, before we go into that 2011. So, you know, so again, go make sure you go on Facebook, Backtrack MIE2K, all the photos will be posted. I'm still actually editing and posting, doing a show, doing all this at the same time. Shout out to my girl, Lashie Lush, who's at the hospital, and she's feeling much better, thank God. You know, she's on it popping, you know, nothing really, you know, brings us down too much, even in the hospital. She still was doing shows and still, you know, bossing people around, even the nurses and all that, I think, I don't know. But shout out to my sis who's home and feeling better. And, you know, we're just going to keep you up to date on that. I'm going to shout out my cousin, Sid, who I was with, hanging out with on Friday. And, you know, shout out to everybody, man. Just shout out, big shout out to everybody that's watching on the Ustream, that's hitting me on the Twitter, that's on the Facebook check-in, and we're here. So tonight's topic, we're going in the paint for tonight's topic. I mean, when don't we go in the paint, right? Shout out to Rose E2K, who's on the board tonight. Of course, my girl Rose is holding me down all the way live from the BX. And I'm actually out in Philly. So that's how we do. You know, we multitask like that. We just like kind of be everywhere and stuff, you know. Tonight's topic is, just trying to find out which topic to go with. I wasn't too sure today. Honestly, I didn't have a topic till late. But this was a good one, and I haven't spoken about this in a while. So what is the definition of a real man? Like, what is considered for you, you know, what is the standard or the, you know, the guideline that says, okay, you know, you're a man, you know? Call me 347-826-7722 and let me know what do you think is the definition of a real man. I got my first caller in, 609. 609, you're on with Emma E2K? 609? Okay, all right. Maybe they just want to listen, no problem. So call in 347-826-7722, and let's discuss the topic. Or hit me, if you're on the Facebook already, hit me on the Facebook, and you can answer my topic right online there, and I'll read it right off of there, no problem. So the topic is, what is the definition of a real man? Some people got to think about it. Some people know it, you know, off the back of their head. They can already tell you something. I had did a Google search on that question, and there's a couple of things that came up and a couple of things that I definitely want to read out to you. So it says there's a list here. It says there's a list of men. There's a list. Are you a male or a man? I'm going to read out to you the list that says that what qualifies you, I guess, to be a man, and then the other one will qualify you to be a male. So here goes. We're going to go with the man list. All right. A man does not carry a grudge. Okay. We spoke of, and last week we spoke about carrying grudges and all that, holding grudges. So, all right. A man looks to better himself. He invests in his success. A man gives to his community. Okay. A man is measured by his character. A man is a protector of women in general and committed to one woman in particular. What? All right, let's keep reading. Hold on. Okay. A man... word is his bond. A real man is a leader. A real man is a leader. Okay. A man thinks with his big head. The donkeys up here. Where he holds the knowledge. A man uses his intellect and emotions to make decisions. All right. So that's just some of the definitions of being a man. All right, now let's go to being a male. A male. Well, Okay. A male looks for ways to get even. A male complains that he has to stay where he is. A male takes from his community. A male is measured by his sex drive. A male views a woman as an object or pleasure and isn't committed to anything. A man has no word. He will tell you what you want to hear. A male is a follower. A male thinks with his little head. A male makes emotional decisions. Wow. Wow. That was pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. Call me 347-826-7722 and tell me if you agree with some of the things that were included on that list. Because to me, I think that list was pretty on point. I could be wrong. I could be right. That's my opinion. I'm entitled to it, you know. But let me just read some more here. Okay, so it says, males are born, but men are made. Okay, here we go. Let's go into this. As you can see, there are some distinctions between males and men. Being a man is not easy, especially when you understand a man's roles and responsibilities. I was speaking with a brother one day, and he said to me, bro, this being a man thing is hard. I knew exactly where he was coming from. Walking in manhood can be overwhelming because we're going through the process, of being reshaped, renewed, restored, and completely restrained. Okay. Most of y'all have been operating as males with sprinkles of manhood. For example, some of y'all may find a good woman, marry her, provide for her financially, sometimes emotionally, and do most things right. After about 9 months to a year, when she starts tripping because we're hanging out with the fellas, that's when we meet the other woman and revert to being a male. You see, a man has emotions but is not ruled by them. So when his wife starts tripping, he doesn't allow her actions to dictate his reaction. A man understands that he is held accountable by God for the way he treats his wife, regardless of the way she may be treating him. Wow! Holy moly! Whoa. Somebody got to call me. 347-826-7722. And let me know what is goodie with all this knowledge that I'm just, you know, exposing right here. All right, let me continue. Until I get a call, I'm just going to keep continuing to read all the stuff that I have. This is interesting. Okay, here we go. All right, the making of a man. God created man to have, to be a ruler and to master his environment. He created Yah in the beginning to be totally dependent on him. He taught Yah directly. He instructed Yah and gave Yah your assignment. So the making of a man was founded in and through him. The only way to his transition into manhood can take place is that we go, the Yah go back to him. So when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Liking this stuff. This is some real deep stuff. And whoever's coming in later on and missing all this knowledge that I'm dropping, I got to then see this show again because download it and see the show from the beginning. So it's interesting. The definition of a man from what I'm reading here. I mean, this is, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion, like I'm entitled to mine. And until someone disputes, you know, what I'm talking about, then I'm just going to keep talking and sharing this information. So this is it. I like this. I like the list that I just read out, which was the list of being a male and the list of being a man. So there's a huge difference. There's a huge difference here. I like this. Oh, my God. All right. Anyway, so getting back to – okay, so getting back. Call in 347-826-7722, or you can hit me up. No problem. You can hit me up on a Facebook, Facebookers. If y'all just want to go to my Facebook, /MAE2K, y'all want to answer me on a Facebook, that's no problem. The topic today is, what is the definition of a real man? And I just read some comparisons about what is a man and what is a male. Two different worlds. So if you want to dispute on the list that I just read out, you know, I need a man. Hello, can a man or a male call me? 347-826-7722 and give me your opinion on what it is. You know, what is it that is the definition of a man or a male or, you know, or a boy or, you know, whatever? Let me know. Thank you. Shout out to Mike Mountain, who's on a Facebook on a check-in. Shout out to him. Shout out to Infinite the Poet, who's also on a check-in. Shout out to my Twitter head, to Lisa D. Follow her on the Twitter. And everybody else that's following me on the Twitter. Shout out to Future Guru 100 and the Retweet Squad. Shout out to my girl Lushy Lush. And you can follow us on the Twitter, Lush Radio Online. And you can also follow us, E2K_Magazine, on the Twitter. So either way, we're following y'all. You're following us, and we're just following each other. Shout out to everybody. Make sure you check out the photos from Thursday. Yeah, those photos are from the fundraiser, the toy drive that we did last Thursday at Mimosa's Lounge, and it was a big success. Shout out to Evanique Gift Basket, who donated a basket full of cookies for us to raffle off, and we did. And you'll see the picture posted of the platter and of the winner. And she left very happy. Well, with a big ass tray of cookies that, again, I didn't get to taste. You know, but okay. So, all right. Well, so, sue me. I know they're delicious because they come back and tell me they are. So, shout out to, again, everybody that's on the check in. Everybody's on the stream, and everybody hitting me up on the Facebook and the IM. I'm multitasking like I'm always doing, and sipping some Moscato. You already know this is my energy drink that keeps me going. Shout out to Rosé, who's on the boards, and we're about to play some music. Rose, whatever you want to throw me with is fine. And so I can be able to answer these IMs on a Facebook. And when we come back, hopefully we'll have somebody calling in, a male. Hello, I need a man to call in. Boom, boom. 347-826-7722. You know, call in and let us know your definition of a man. Yeah, can we do that, Rose? Can we go into music? We'll all stay healthy. Rose, are you on the check-in? Did she walk away? I don't know. Okay. Rose, are you on? Okay, we on. All right. Can we go into a song? Any song, don't matter. If you want to go into something so I can answer the Facebookers, the IMs, and we could get some answers. If people, I guess, don't dare to call in, they can hit me on the Facebook, /MAE2K. And whenever you're ready, Rose, I'm ready. And we go in. On the technical difficulties, and I gotta continue to talk. Chef. Okay, let me know what we're good for music. And don't forget to, for those again that I said that think they got away with Thursday, not showing up with a toy, or, okay, not just let me know when we're ready to go to music. For those that didn't show up Thursday, because, you know, they had other things to do or whatever, because there still was people that came in and dropped off the toys and kept it moving. And we so much appreciated. Patty, thank you. Jennifer and Andy, thank you. Y'all came through. The pictures will be posted, those that we got to take pictures of. And those that we didn't, they already dropped off. Lang Kitchen came through and definitely left some toys and represented. Thank you to them. It's a whole list. It's a whole list of people that came to donate. Shout out to George, the professor in Moreau College, who sends the money order with Liz Elizette of $100. Yes. She teaches a business class for women, and the class raised $100 for the toy drive. So that was awesome. That was awesome. Shout out to Gina Lovato from Chula Vista, California, who mailed in some toys, a box of toys, and is going straight to Mamosa's Lounge, and they should be, receiving it. Shout out to Lisa for the VTech toys that were hot. Shout out to Fellow, who also dropped off something. Novelin, Lisa, Patty, Miriam, Rosita, Carmen, Ann, Maria, Robert from Latin Kitchen. Shout out to Lenny, Irma, Wanda, Leilin, Chaz, Jalissa, Lizette, Doreen, Hannah Garcia from the BS Women Business .org. Also, shout out to Isaac. Shout out to Jeanette Arroyo, Lou and Myra, Bernie, Alex, Joanne. Shout out to Ralph, Kenny, David from the Ave. Shout out to John from 43rd, Maria. Shout out to Monique, NYPD, it says here, Monique NYPD. Shout out to Lizette. Shout out to Sandra, the bartender. And shout out to Marlon. And it's just so much people. But, you know, those were pretty much, I guess, the people that I got to write down the list. There's plenty of more of people. Shout out to Brian B. Righteous Rivera. Shout out to Joshua, Paul, Adrian. We could keep going with the names, but it was a blessing. It was definitely a blessing for everybody that came out, bring a toy, and, some people complained a little bit at the beginning, but when we explained to them what we were collecting the money for, they were more than happy to help us out and to donate, you know? So shout out to them, and they could reap their rewards on December 22nd at Mamosa's. Mamosa's Lounge is at 1237 Castle Hill Avenue. It's between Ellis and Newbold Avenue. And the zip code to that is Bronx, New York, and the zip code is 10462. And you can follow them on the Facebook. Mamosa's Lounge is on the Facebook. Follow them. Or follow Monique. I think she's Monique Mamosa Bronx, one of those. I don't know. Go to my friend. Look for Monique Mamosa, and make sure you follow her. And, and all the other events and all the things, that everything else she got going on besides that. You know, every day they have a party. That's been going on. Shout out to JC from Into Sheeting. Shout out to the Murder Mommies MC that came through and definitely supported. Shout out to Murder Mommies. Shout out to Els and Taz that was definitely there, Hot Body. Everybody that came through and supported. DJ Sice was there. It was crazy. Shout out to DJ Dre Ramos, who DJed half the night, and the remaining of the night was left to DJ Big Jeff, who came from a private party from 4040 and came straight to Mamosa's to be able to give us, the sound. The music was popping. We had fun. You know, all in all, we had fun. We collected mad toys. Again, go to the Facebook and you'll be able to see that. The pictures don't even do justice to everything that really was there, because there was stuff still in bags and in bins that we weren't even really able to display like that. We covered the whole VIP area with toys and stuff. So it's going to be very rewarding when the 22nd comes in and we're able to actually give toys to the kids. It's going to be awesome from 1 to 5. And Mamosa's Lounge. We're going to be popping it off. I don't even know how I don't know how I don't know how not to keep, not thanking people, you know, because how do you not thank people for coming out and making this, you know, awesome event, you know, happen and pop off? You know, it's amazing. It's just, you know, totally amazing. So we're having a little technical difficulty with the board. That's why I'm just like, I guess I'm going off to run on sentence. I'm going through run-on sentence right now, so we're not able to play music, and I'm trying to answer everybody's IM and Twitter at the same time, so bear with me. Somebody, okay, y'all going to have to hit me on the Facebook. We're having problems with the Blog Talk for some reason, so if you're calling in, I'm not able to get your call. You gotta have to run, you're not gonna have to go on the Facebook or on the Twitter. So both of them are ME2K. You can both go on there. We could chat on the Facebook. Because we're having technical difficulties. I'm gonna see if I can open up the chat on the stream. So if you're already on the stream, you can chat on the stream. So let me try to open up the chat room here. And I give you a chance for you guys to chat. It's me. And this is what happened. We are live, you know? You know, hey, listen, you know, when you're on live, technical stuff happens, and part of life itself. And part of being a man, a real man, is handling it, but I'm not a man, so part of being a real woman is womaning up and handling it. So I'm trying to open up the chat room here. You guys could be able to chat with me at least on here. And okay. Wow. It's like cold air. Okay. So make sure you also go to the website, which is e2kmagazineonline.com. Make sure you go to the website. You check out the videos. You check out the, you know, everything, all the other stuff that's coming up. We're also looking forward to doing a coat drive. So the coat drive should be popping off real soon. And, I know, I got an idea. We're having technical, and I guess streamers, you're going to have to just stream with me. I'll go on to Facebook and all that. And we're going to have to go into music. And, you know, we're going to have to do it what it is, do what it do. If you're calling me again, I won't be able to get your calls. We're having a situation with the Blog Talk at the moment. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to go into, YouTube. And I think with the speaker, if I play it, I think you'll be able to hear it. So I don't care. This is what we're going to do. We can do this. It's my show. So let's go into AGNI 50 Plus. Say hello. They've been playing this all over the place. For Master Flex played it. Enough is playing it. Hold with that chest speed and smooth in that noon, maybe grew, I call the test.
bad guy when I pass by. Nigga mad fly, you don't wanna see the bad guy. They crack feet and pour the rest of pressure here. Let the trash, let the singing over stairs, over hands, more bitterly. You see the vision more vividly. The girl be more dignity. You draw past the instrument. Essentially, I'm like the rest of these legendary. You like my mom, she like the rest of me. Especially the ex of me. Make a reach your ecstasy. You search the net for secondary. It ain't nobody next to me. Say hola, dance is never over. Never say payola, never sober. It ain't a better soldier.
Oh, man. I got something with the only special. Hands rushing up in the ponytail. Go, who's there with that name on him? I had me college in front with the things on him. Ooh, in his face with the fat cat. Had me all happy to go to bad class. Yeah, I had to go for it, baby. Just a letter over several yes, no, or maybe. And she looked back with the cool blood. Showing me the results of the night toothbrush. Yeah, we roll home on the same school bus. Come on, but they just listen, I'm crushing these new coolers. Yeah, and she told me she's from the south side. So I'm from Cooper, she's a with a mouth wide. Like, I got fam out there. I hate for the number that you got a fan out there. Then I really don't show.
Another topic. on the page to be read on the air. So I'm going to hit up some of my people that are already, you know, watching on the Facebook. I got you. Shout out to Infinite the Poet. I still be on. I'm here till 10, so make sure, you know, just log back on. I'm here. So the definition, what is the definition of a real man? That's what I'm looking for somebody to answer me. If anybody can go on my Facebook and post it, that'll be hot. Because, like I said, we're having technical difficulties, and I'm freestyling here. And I'm freestyling here and trying to see if we can be able to come up with me having some technical support. If not, then I'll, you know, I continue to go in the paint. Let me see what else I could come up with. What did I kind of want to hear? Oh, okay. I don't know what I want to hear. Yeah. So I'm gonna, you know, since Thursday, we were in New York, and we made it pop off, and it was definitely happening. This one goes out to New York. This one goes out to NY.
Like
out, support, show that BX love, and we have plenty of toys. Make sure you check me out on the Facebook. The pictures are posted, and the rest of the pictures will continue to be posted. Everybody, shout out to everybody on the Ustream logging in. We're having some technical difficulties, so due to that, you're not able to read the call-in at the call-in number that we usually have, but feel free to go, yes. Feel free to go into my page, Emma E2K, and answer the topic question. The topic question for today is, what is the definition of a real man? What is the definition of a real man? So, okay, somebody, Rose is telling me, we good? So we good. We blog, we good? Callers are good? Are we good for callers? Let me get the go-ahead, and if we're good for callers, then we can continue as we've been doing, as we've been proceeding. Those that are answering already on the Facebook, please do so. I will read them. We good. Yes, we good. All right, make sure you call in 347-826-7722, 347-826-7722 to answer the topic question. Those that are already hitting me up on the Facebook, just continue to do so, and I'm still going to read them out. No worries, no problem. I got you on that. And those on the Twitter also, I got you on that. And those that now feel better calling in, make sure you call in. So we got caller 857-857. You're on with Emma E2K on E2K on the spot.
What's goody, Emma? It's your boy Bugsy coming through showing that love.
Bugsy, what's going on, baby?
Ain't shit, man. Get my right on. You had to come through. Pause for a second. Show you that love.
I appreciate that. We were experiencing some technical difficulties. I almost sweated a little bit. It was almost like a little sweat drop. And I went into, my B plan, because we always talk about that, having an A plan, a B plan, a C plan, a D plan. I was in my B plan on my way to my C plan, but everything ended up working out. So, Bugsy, you already know. Did you hear the topic that I'm discussing today? Because I know you got time for me, because we're going in the same.
I just jumped in. I didn't get to hear it. So, you can run that by me right quick.
All right. So, the topic for today is, what is the definition of a real man? What is the definition of a real man?
To wrap it up, so simple. I mean, do what you say, stand by your words, man, and just take care of your responsibilities, eat that food that's on your plate, step up. That's all it is.
That's true. Now, earlier, I have read a couple of things that distinguish the difference between being a man and a male. So there's a big difference on being a man and a male. So I'm gonna read it again, because I found it most interesting, and maybe you can let me know, of course, on a male's perspective, if this is remotely even true or not. All right. So I'm gonna read you the list of the man first, and here goes. It says a man does not carry a grudge. A man looks to better himself. He invests in his success. A man gives to his community. A man is measured by his character. A man is a protector of women in general and committed to one woman in particular. A man, a real man, is a leader. A man thinks with his big head on top, up here, up top, up top. A man uses his intellect and emotions to make decisions. Now, do you agree on that list so far about as far as being a man?
So far, yeah, but I mean, there's one little thing I might have to touch on, and that's the one that's, you know, a man is, you know, which, as you said, there for just one woman. Now, I agree with, but then again, you have to realize, like, some men are not built that way, you know what I mean? It doesn't make them less of a man, it's because they're not built for relationships. It just means that that's just not in their genes or in their bloodline. So necessarily because they can't commit to just one woman doesn't necessarily mean that they're not a man.
Okay. I give you that. They could be in between transition or whatever. So let me read to you the definition of a male. Maybe it fits in necessarily not a man, but maybe a male, because there's a difference here. So we're going to do the comparison with the difference. Okay, this is the description about being a male. A male looks for ways to get even. A male complains that he has to stay where he is. A male takes from his community. A male is measured by his sex drive. A male views a woman as an object of pleasure and isn't committed to anything. A male has no words. He will tell you what you want to hear. A male is a follower. A male thinks with his little head. A male makes emotional decisions. Now, what do you think about those descriptions about a male?
Do we have to use that title, male? I mean, where I come from, we call them scrams, lames, and bums, you know what I mean? So, I mean, really, I call them a male, you know?
They call males bums.
Oh man, I think I'm being generous calling them males, man. But those definitions right there, man. Where I come from, a certified loser. I don't know. I can't tell. Yeah, that right there. That's a bad list to be on. But if y'all want to call them males, I guess that's what you call them nowadays.
I mean, everybody has their different opinions on things. I'm just reading out some of the stuff that I found. I was doing search online and stuff just to find, you know, little different things and stuff. But it says keys to becoming a real man. God created man to be a provider, protector, cultivator, visionary, and leader. Do you agree with that?
Most definitely. And what it is, too, like, that's how it used to be. But now, like, the you know, the ever in the world is just so twisted now. It's just, like, a lot of things is different. People are independent, things like that. Like, the way, you know, if you hear from the old ways, and some dudes still prefer it that way. Like, you know, man went out there and busted his ass, brought that bread home, bacon, anything. You know, wife sat home, took care of the crib, made sure it was clean, kids ate, anything like that. But nowadays, you got independent women. They want to go out there and do it. And you got these men, you know, or these males not being men, taking care of their kids. And now you got mothers having to step outside the box and be both. And it, like I said, it's just the world is just so twisted and it's just fucked up that, you know, it just makes it not what it was based upon, what it used to be.
Right. So actually, this is kind of like an old definition. We should look for the new, I guess, 2010 definition of being a real man. So what would be the definition of being a real man in 2010? Would it fall to the same thing, or what would that be?
For those in those situations that are still somewhat in those old ways to where they home is like that, I guess that could be their definition of the man. As long as they out, you know, busting their ass to take care of home, they definitely got that stamp. Now, as far as dudes that really aren't in that category or level to want to be like that, for a man, for them is, like I said, you know, take care of their responsibilities. You got kids, you know, make sure you take care of them. You ain't got to be buddy-buddy with your BM, man. You know, take care of your kid, man. That's a whole different relationship. And, you know, get out there, you know. And for the ones that hustle, man, you ain't got to hustle forever, man. You know, do something. Turn over, flip it over legitimately, man. It's a better outcome in the longer look, man. And just grow up. You can't be a teenager or adolescent forever. You got to grow up.
You made a good point there about talking about if you have kids, taking care of your kids and not worrying about the relationship with your BM. Because that usually is what determines that that relationship. If there's a rocky relationship with your baby mother or your baby daddy switching it the other way, then who suffers is the kid. So then you don't do your stuff as a real woman, and the guy doesn't do his stuff as what he's supposed to as a real man. Because regardless of whatever, you have a responsibility when you bring kids into this world. You are solely you, and the next person that helps you bring this child to this world are solely responsible for this child, not the system, not your grandmother, not your mother, not your aunt. You know what I mean?
Most definitely.
So, yeah. So, okay. So for the most part, then you agree with the definitions that I read out for you as far as being a male and being a man.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
And you don't agree that they're the same?
No, I mean they're never the same. I mean to be honest, there really can't be a same. I mean there might be similarity, like there might be something that a male would do that a man might be doing, but at the same sense you can't say it's the same because they're not really doing that full package. They're only doing a piece of it. So somewhat, you know, it's a catch-22. It's just like, you know, the U is a U ain't, but. So I guess what I'm saying is you can and you can't say there are similarities. It's just that they really don't got the whole package. So to a strong point, there's no similarity. It's imitation.
Okay, let me to you this. Males are born men, right? Males are born, but men are made. As I'm going to read to you what it says here. As you can see, there are some distinctions between males and men. Being a man is not easy, especially when you understand a man's role and responsibility. I'm reading what is written here. It's not what I'm saying. So I was speaking with a brother one day, and he said to me, bro, this being a man thing is hard. I knew exactly where he was coming from. Walking in manhood can be overwhelming because we're going through the process of being reshaped, renewed, restored, and completely retrained. Is that true so far?
Yeah.
Okay, let me keep reading. Most of us have been operating as males, and again, please, I'm reading because what's written here, not that I'm a male, okay? Most of us have been operating as males with sprinklings of manhood. For example, some of us may find a good woman, marry her, provide for her financially, sometimes emotionally, and do most things right. After about 9 months to a year, when she starts tripping, because we're hanging out with the fellas, that's when we meet the other women and revert to being a male. You see, a man has emotions, but is not ruled by them. So when his wife starts tripping, he doesn't allow her actions to dictate his reaction. A man understands that he is held accountable by God for the way he treats his wife, regardless of the way she may be treating him. What do you got to say about that, buddy?
Those are good points right there. I guess you can look at it as males, all right, as males before men. Males basically, you know, they run around with some tactics, okay, you know, we're gonna chill here today, do this, do that, you know, worry about what the next person is doing and not really have too much of a care in the world, you know, and look at something with more of a responsibility look. And just really can care less. Basically, live for the moment, and not, you know, as future plans. As to where a man, you know, where he's like, well, okay, now I got bills to pay, I got this to handle, I got that to do. To where they seem to cut all that other stuff out, like they're not as chilling as much, and things like that. Now, as far as with the wife, excuse me. And now, if you go far as long, and you know, you got years in, and things like that, and then yeah, like, you know, a man would know. Okay, well, boom, we just had this one argument, you know. Let's snip this in the bud, keep it moving, because every relationship I have problems. If anything's perfect, there's a problem. That's what I always tell people. And men will definitely tuck their tail and just run easy because they're not a man to where they can deal with that time of sitting down with that woman and having that conversation and say, okay, this is how we're going to work it out. They just rather just leave and start something new and go through the same thing and just have a cycle of just, you know, having about 6 months relationships because they're not men enough to handle that grown man responsibility.
Right. Okay. So now I'm going to read out some of my Facebookers are throwing some stuff out. So I'm going to read out what they got to say. I'm going to start with Giselle Flores. Okay, Giselle says, someone who is a provider, who is strong, kind, sensitive, he will listen to you and talk to you as well. He will put you and his family first with no shame, regardless of what his friends might say or think. A real man shows emotion and won't be scared to cry because he's confident enough to his manhood. He's loving, forgiving, nurturing, and strong. It takes a lot to be a real man, and there ain't too many out there that can fit those shoes. And if you have one, you are blessed. Wow, Giselle, you went in to play with that one, girl. All right. So now Mike Mountain says, a real man is one who is one with integrity, one who fears yet knows God, one that does unto others that he would like to be done to him, and this includes honesty. Again, keeping his word and sticking to them, kindness and respect. A real man understands the patience and resilience in it takes with any and all situations in life, and listens to his conscience, keeping it right, and keeps it real with himself so that he can always keep it real and right with others. A man who understands the laws of karma and abides by it. A man who loves himself and loves his family. A man that listens so that he never forgets. And a man who loves his woman with all his heart, because the heart is the root of all thought, and subsequently his actions and all that he puts his energy into. A good man works, whatever it may be, 9-to-5, gig band, business owner, hustler, or garbage man, and let seeds in his heart show in the fruits of his work. Peace, M-A-2-K, and your whole crew. I love you much, Nina. Okay, that's Mike Mountain. Woo! Wow, I like this. Everybody's going to see, this is what I like. I like when people really go in and really get into the topic. This is hot. Giselle, if you can post yours on the page so we can have it, that'll be hot, Giselle. Do me a favor and do that. I don't know. I believe that you want to check in. But if you're not, I will talk this to you. So this is what's up. Okay, so the topic for today, those that are just coming in, I got a caller. Let me go into my caller and to keep discussing the topic. What is the definition of a real man? 908, you're on with Emma E2K, E2K on the spot.
What's up, Emma? This is Future Guru 100. I want to say shout out to Emma E2K on the spot radio. I want to shout out Team Lush. And Emma, I just want to say I'm so proud of you for that toy drive and the donation drive. I just hope it's everything that you even dream about doing, like it's all fulfilled. Like I just think that you're doing such a wonderful job. You're really touching lives out here. So that's just cool talking. Like I'm proud of you.
Thank you. But as you know, it's not me by myself. You know it. You know it's the whole team, man. Lush Radio, E2K Magazine. We just, you know, this is what we do. This is what we all do.
Yeah.
It's not one individual. It's not, you know, just about me. I just kind of like spearhead the ideas. My mind just goes, and then, you know, I'm blessed to have a team that we follow through, you know, and that's what happens when you think of an idea or have a dream, and then we just follow through, and we're known for following through. And this is what we do, Guru, man.
Wow. And you know, that's the reason why I wanted to say I appreciate what you're doing, because I know that these ideas, you know, are spearheaded by you, but like I said, I hope it's everything. I know it's worth it at all just to even just have people just to support, but I just want it to be everything that you're working for. It pays off like you want it to. That's where I'm coming from, and I'm following you on that. I'm glad to be a part of Lush Radio and this whole thing, and when I got the text that you was doing the toy drive, I put it right on the Twitter. But you know I support you and your show. I'm just so happy that you're doing that. Like, it's crazy right now. So shout out to all your callers and listeners, man. Word up.
Definitely. Bugsy's on the line, too. So,
Bugsy,
you know.
What up, boy?
I think we got Bugsy on hold, but you know, I'm trying to get one call at a time so it don't get crazy on the line. But he can hear you though. He can hear you though.
There you go. There it is. Bugsy's a good dude, and I hope he know that when he throw that music out there, I got him. So you know, we're gonna chop it up. We're gonna talk business. Bugsy's a good dude.
He's definitely a friend to the show all day, you know. He comes in and supports and all that. So, yeah, so, you know, that was the fundraiser on Thursday in New York. That was the fundraiser. The actual toy drive will be December 22nd. December 22nd from 1 to 5. So, you know, we'll all be out there. And it's going to be a blessing. Whoever that can be able to come out, come out. You know, for those, again, that have called me today and I talk about, oh, I missed it Thursday, whatever. You ain't miss nothing because the toy drive is on the 22nd and you got time still to donate, to PayPal, to mail me toys, to go over there and drop them off. There is no excuse for no one. So I'm not trying to hear from no one. I'm really, really calling out on people to really do, you know, this good deed so we can be able to see the faces of these kids when they receive these gifts. And although it's being done in the Bronx, I implore everybody in every different state and all that, make your own movement. You know what I'm saying? If you see me that I'm doing this in the Bronx or whatever for the Bronx kids, you want Jersey kids, you want Philly kids, you want Cali kids to be able to feel the same love, then let's all get together. Let's make it happen. That's all. Don't be afraid. And I'm being afraid about us thinking about our kids. These are our kids, man. You know, it takes a village for them to know that they're loved, that we care about them. You know, they start flipping out and start doing all crazy nonsense because they feel that we don't care about them. We got to show we care about them and we're here for them and, you know, we're here in the paint. So that's my whole thing with all these community things that I do. I want to be able to show, you know, that the community stands behind our kids. They are our future. It's scary if we're not doing nothing for them now because we're going to expect something from them if we're not doing, you know, nothing for them. I mean, come on. You know, it's a give and take, so... They got to know that we're here for them. So when we old and all that, you know, we become OGs. And then, you know, it is up to them to give us our respect, our just due. So, but you know, so, okay, so Future Guru, you heard the topic? Guru? I think I love Guru. Okay. 646, you're on with Emma E2K on E2K on the spot.
Yo, what's up? This is Omegatron from the Bronx.
Peace, Omegatron.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing sexy, man. I'm doing sexy like always.
Sexy?
I'm doing
Yo,
sexy.
Nah, man, but, you know, I'm out here right now in Philly. You know, I'm running around with my peoples, you know, and everything is everything. But, you know, I just wanted to tell you that congratulations on the toy drive I see so far. You know, I know you still got more to do, but I see that so far you're doing real well. You know, and I just wanted to congratulate you for that, you know. And at the same point, you know, I understand what everybody's talking about, you know, as far as what to do for the kids. You see, one day, you know, one day we're going to let people know, like, kind of like your history. You know, and I know that you're not ready for that, but, you know, I know because I've done my homework on you. And, you know, and one day, like, you know, people are really, really going to understand where you come from and why you develop so much passion for this whole situation as far as what you do for these kids, you know?
Yeah, maybe one day, but it sure won't be today because it's a different time.
No, I didn't say that. Honey, I didn't say that. Don't do that. I didn't say that. I said that one day it doesn't mean today.
Right.
You know, but you know, I'm saying that because, you know, I'm sure that a lot of people, like, after they know, they're really going to be like, wow. Like, you know, because to get to the point, you know, sometimes a lot of people, they think they do so much and they think they go through so much suffering in life. And that, you know, things happen like the people, and they go, yo, you know, I can't be dealing with a lot of this stuff because I got problems.
Right.
But they don't take inventory on what the next person may be dealing with who's taking on bigger tasks.
That's true.
You know,
and
us as human beings, I mean, me speaking only from my own opinion, you know, I don't judge nobody's other opinion. I respect everybody's opinion. But now, in expressing my opinion, you know, sometimes as human beings, we're supposed to use that to empower ourselves, opposed to take away or opposed to stress ourselves out, or opposed to just use that to lose self-esteem as human beings.
Right.
You know, if anything, we're supposed to take that to empower ourselves and to just basically, you know, teach how to empower the world as grown-ups or as older people, or even as human beings, like just being, you know, compassionate and considerate to certain things that
right.
really your natural ability, as far as, you know what I'm saying, like either the love or the unity or the strength that each of us, man and woman, hold in each other's hearts, people are always scared to tap into that. You know what
well,
I'm saying?
Well, I'm
Yeah, like you know what I'm saying? Like, basically, you know, right now I'm seeing as time is going on and as you know, we're progressing, I'm seeing that, you know, in certain aspects it's coming, you know, unfashionable to read a book. You know, you'd rather listen to Hot 97 all day and 105.1 and whatever other stations people listen to across the land that feed a bunch of ignorance, but then when it comes time to balance out, which there's nothing wrong with that. You know, everybody got their way that they ventilate their issues. But
right.
you have to keep the same amount of balance to where the same way you're taking away from yourself, you have to give back to yourself.
Right, right.
And,
yeah,
you know, and like I believe your topic today is the definition of a man, right? Is that something to that effect?
That's correct. That's actually the topic in itself, yes. What is the definition of a real man?
Okay. Well, without getting, you know, long and extended, I'm going to try to simplify. The definition of a man is a person that is, you know, is a male individual that's not scared to elevate himself on all levels. And you know what I'm saying? Is not afraid of change, but at the same time is not afraid to stay in accord with what has always benefited him. You know, and is not afraid to stay in accord with tradition. And is not afraid to stay in accord with morals. And is not afraid to stay in accord with scruples and things dealing with certain things that each man needs to stand on in order to call himself such. That's the definition to me. Not to me. You know, everybody may not agree. That's the definition to me of a man. Just as, you know, like I said, I'm only going to touch lightly because I don't want to get long. I'm not going to take up your whole show. You know, the definition of a woman, because remember, you know, a man can't be a full man without his backbone, and a lot of times his backbone is a woman. And, you know, I'm not dealing with the homosexual thing. You know, I mean, he may think his man is a, you know, vice versa. You know how that goes. But anyway, my point is that whatever is your backbone, you also have to learn to love and cherish and accept that. That's where it's happened into a lot of things that now, as far as like, let's say, I don't want to say ghetto society. I just want to say, like, urban society are not that acceptable. You know, a lot of dudes cherishing their woman is a weakness. You know, they want to be around certain people, and they want to act a certain way, and one certain, but they don't realize that, you know, that's not really a strength. That's really an insecurity. Strength is being able to say, listen, y'all are my niggas, but that's my woman. That's strength. To be able to tell 10 dudes, my dude, that's my woman. You know, listen, there's certain things she should hear, there's certain things she shouldn't. But while she's here and she's on deck, give her respect and let her roll out. That's strength.
Okay, I like that.
Right.
Like
opposed
that.
To some dudes say, itch, what you, itch, you know, get on, itch. You know, see, that's starting to become culturally acceptable. And me being the man that I am, I will never accept that. That's all. And on that note, Emma, I think that's a good note to leave on. And, you know, and like I said, We love you. We appreciate everything you do. And, you know, like the brother Guru said, may God give you many blessings and many graces. And may, you know, you go to where you belong. And may God only give you what you deserve. And may, you know, your projects and episodes in your life take you to a stage that's beyond belief. That's it. Other than that, you have a good night. I love you all, you know, all your listeners and everybody, you know what I'm saying, that is positive and productive and doesn't deal with a lot of ignorance. And I just want to wish everybody a good night. On that note, I got things to do. God bless.
Thank you. God bless. Okay. Shout out to Megatron from the TX for sharing that knowledge with us. And that's definitely with her. I'm going to read out, going back to my Facebook. I'm going to read out Albert Chef, Al Brown, what he has to say. So he says, well, my definition of a real man is simple. No cheating on his girlfriend or wife, who is hardworking, cleaning, cooking, paying the bills, washing clothes, ironing, going out to the public places, and having fun with his lady. Doing the little things for your lady, like pulling out a chair for her and opening the car door and or all doors for your lady, being romantic with your lady and taking care of your responsibilities, and gives his all, meaning love for his family, supporting his family and children, whether no matter what it takes. A real man respects himself and everyone else. So shout out to Albert Chef Al Brown for also, you know, for his enlightenment in the topic today. The topic is hot today, and it's about what's the definition of a real man, you know. Call in 347-826-7722 and give me your opinion on what do you think about the topic and what we're discussing, you know, today. There's some people, some men, or males rather, that feel that they're men because they have, you know, they're dealing with 50 women at a time, or because, you know, they slap their woman in the face really hard and she's scared and she's afraid, and or she's, you know, out there working and comes home and gives them all the money, and they feel that makes them man-like, or, you know, other men. But as other males out here and also females are giving me their replies, it's not, you know, that's not always true and that's not always so of the definition of a real man. So make sure you call in 347-826-7722 and or hit me on the Facebook. If you're ready on the Facebook, if you don't want to call, you know, some people are feeling some sort of way about being on the phone, then just leave me, you know, leave me your answers posted, and I will read it out live, you know, and to the public, and that's what we're doing. So 347-826-7722, and we're going to go into a little music to give me a little rest, because I've been yapping since 8, and I need a little rest. So Rose, hit me with something. No, well, I played some music earlier myself, but we're back on. Rose, give me something. Give me something. Give me something. Give me something so I can continue on the
Facebook. Yeah. Wiz Khalifa. Sean Khalifa, man. Yeah. Taylor gang over everything. Champagne, paper planes. Bitch taking off a wedding ring. People usher never be the same.
Making money, making plans, okay, then I'ma spend it if I want to, and pick you up anything you want to, and no, I ain't gotta say nothing about it right in front of you. I do all of that shit them niggas don't do. Pop another bottle, mama wrote a sweeter. I'm so G'd up, G'd up.
Paper planes too.
Pop another bottle, mama wrote a sweeter. I'm so G'd up, G'd up.
Big face digits. Whips ain't rented. Walk inside the bank, bitch, I'm Ben Frank friendly. Big cake piled up on my plate, shit endless. Throw it in the face, watch the bitch make wishes. Walk inside the club, bottles of that liquor. Groupies acting up, down to get a picture. Rosé and Patron, push me my cologne. Shorty get the keeper, weed them joints already, bro. All my diamonds clean, all I count is cheese. walking on a dream while you trying to intervene. On top of that money, them haters in between. Smoking sour steam, you can smell it on her weave. Smell it when I leave, niggas catching feelings. OG Kush prescription keep me way over the building. Riding in my ride, banging in my system. High as Whitney trying to find a way to get a million.
If I got it, then I'ma spend it if I want to. And pick you up anything you want to. And I ain't gotta say nothing about it right in front of you. I do all of that shit them niggas don't do. Pop another bottle, mama wrote a tweet up. I'm so G'd up, G'd up.
Paper planes too.
Pop another bottle, mama wrote a tweet up. I'm so G'd up, G'd up.
No, I'm smoking sour, you can smell it down the hall. Learn this as a youngin', what you sell can get you far. Captain of my team, tell you how to ball. Ain't a game, I put that on my marijuana jar. Breakfast on the plane, smell like alcohol. Diamonds in my chain, muscle in my car. Live a movie scene, $100 jeans. Pocket full of binges, get them 20 to my broad. Always on my job, been about my business. Killing all these rappers off, now can I get a witness? Lying to the judge, flying to the club. Chopper played a barber, came to line a nigga up. Heavy in the game, still ain't had enough. We taking all your bitches and buying all the drugs. Couple thousand for the Louis lining in my tub. G'd up from my feet up, proof the rug.
I got it, then I'ma spin it if I want to. And pick you up anything you want to. And no, I ain't gotta say nothing about it right in front of you. I do all of that shit them niggas don't do. Pop another bottle, mama wrote a tweet up. I'm so G'd up, G'd up. Pop another bottle, mama wrote a tweet up. I'm so G'd up, G'd up.
Ha ha!
Rose, you drinking over there? Let me find out. All right. So shout out to everybody on the check-in and everybody calling in. Call me 347-826-7722. And let's discuss the topic. The topic for today is what is the definition of a real man? And everybody's calling in and going in the paint. I mean, this is, you know, it's interesting for both parties because I'm getting some real good feedback from both males and females about the definition of a real man, you know, and some of them are like right on target. Some of them right on target, and some of them is like, you know, I guess was expected. Again, 347-826-7722, and let's keep on with the topic. I know there's somebody. I have someone on the line. Give me just one more second. Make sure you follow me on the Facebook, that's /MMAE2K. Feel free to answer the topic right on my page. Go to my page and answer the topic, you know, leave it there, and I will read it out on the air live. So that's no problem. Or if you want to call in and you want to touch on the topic, you can do that as well. Okay. All right, cool. So shout out to Giselle who's on the check-in on the Facebook, and I believe she's on the stream as well. And Giselle is checking us out all the way from Florida. I have Florida, I have NY, I have Philly on the check-in. Who else is on the check-in? Okay. I have who else? Okay. Mike Martin, where is it that you're from again? Where is it that you're from again? So, you know, just shouting out everybody that's on the check-in. Call in 347-826-7722, and let's discuss the definition of a man. So everybody gave me their definition. Everybody's posting. I read, you know, people's posts so far. And, you know, of course, some of it makes sense, and some of it is, you know, people's opinion. You know, everybody's entitled to their opinion. This is the reason why. You know, we do these type of topics, and we do this type of show. And we do K on the spot, and, you know, sometimes you've got to think on the spot, you know. Sometimes, you know, you've got to think on the spot. So I'm still hitting my Facebookers Everybody, I guess some people want to continue. Okay. We got 718. 718, you're on with Emma E2K and E2K on the spot.
Hello.
Yes, yes.
Guess what, Emma? It's the boy of Brooklyn, New York City, Pretty Lou, giving you a holler.
Stand up. Holler.
What up, Mama? Baby? What's going on? What's popping?
Oh, man. Into the hot topic. You know how we both do. You on your station and me on mine. You know,
no,
we get on the hot topic and it goes crazy.
No doubt, man. No doubt. I see the topic today is what is the definition of a real man, correct?
Yeah, yeah. Come on, Lou. I know you got
something
for me.
All right, man. Let me let you know what a definition of a real man. To me, basically, being a real man is if you're over the age of 20, you know, because nowadays you have these young guys who are having kids real early and everything. So I feel like a definition of a real man is you take care of your household, you take care of your kids, you take care of your wife, and not going out there and tricking all the, you know, and doing anything bad. That's what I call a real man, you know,
mm-hmm.
and being 100% to yourself, not being a liar and being loyal to the people that you need to be loyal to, especially your family. You know, a real man doesn't mean that you have to go on the street and do some nasty stuff. A real man doesn't mean also that you have to go out there and rob and steal. You know, that's not what you call a real man. You call those wimps. So
that's my
definition of a real man. Put it that way.
Well, you know, I would definitely appreciate and respect your opinion because, you know, you're like me. We're realists. So we keep it real and funky, and we say it the way it is. You know. But I know. Are you going on the air tonight as well? You'll be on
no,
the air
I'm
tonight.
No, I'm off tonight. I don't go on the air till Monday. So I'm enjoying my weekend. Well, I do work tonight. I'm hosting tonight, but I go on the air on Monday.
So where are you going to be at tonight? Let the people know.
All right, tonight, man, if you want to come catch Pretty Lou, man, because, you know, I do host in New York City, so if you're in the New York City area, come catch me at Elmo's, man. It's in the Grand Central Station location in New York City on 47th Street, East 47th Street and Vanderbilt Avenue, man. I'll be out there with one of the top New York City DJs, man. Can I plug the show, too? I mean, I want to respect you, too.
Absolutely not. Absolutely, man. We're the voice of the people, Lou. You do you, man. Do you.
No doubt. You can also check me out, man. I'm on UrbanLatinoRadio.com from Monday to Thursdays from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. I have one of the hottest online radio show and one of the most controversial radio shows from 10 p.m. to 1. You can catch me on UrbanLatinoRadio.com. And also on Thursday, I bring you the official Billboard.com top 20 songs on a week on a Thursday, so you could catch that as well. But I want to shout out my girl Emma, man. You're doing a great job. Keep that block talking. You're doing a very excellent, great job.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. And you know, I'm honored for you calling in as well because you're doing your thing over there. You know, there's no hateration in our blood. You know, we support all those that you know that support us. We support them right back. You know how I am. I've been doing this for a minute. We don't got time for all that other extra stuff. You know, it's all love. I got a lot of friends out there over there as Urban Latino. So shout out to them. You know, they've always shown me love from day one. So that's, you know, anybody that show me love gets love right back, no matter. I have friends from all over and all different stations. So, you know, we have to give that media courtesy to each other. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to exist. You know?
That's right. And you know, I've been doing this radio thing a long time, so, you know, but I always respect you and what you do and everything. So make sure your listeners keep listening to you because you're doing an excellent, excellent job.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. I appreciate it. And enjoy your time off. I know how it is. Enjoy your time. And because even in your hosting, I know you have a great time when you're out there hosting. So hope you have a good time tonight.
Thank you, thank you. Hey, also, man, follow me on Twitter at PrettyLou11, man. Thank you. And Emma, I love you to death. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, baby. Love you too. Bye-bye.
Right,
yeah, so that was Pretty Lou, man, called in. That's what's up, man. Shout out to UrbanLatino.com. Like I said, you know, that's his station over there. But there's no hateration over here in Lush Radio Online. You know, this is what we do. We support everyone. You know, we are the people's voice, so... All that other stuff, it don't matter. It's just me. It's called professional media courtesy, you know. Just like right now, I could call any other radio station and not only say hi to them, but plug my stuff too. I mean, you know, we just have to give each other courtesy. Everybody does everything different. Nobody does things like me, like Lou, like Lush. You know, we all have our own different gimmicks and our own different people that follow us for our own different reasons. So, you know, shout out to everybody. Shout out to all the media, man, and all the radio heads and all the block talkers and everybody that's doing their one tune. And as long as you're doing a positive note, shout out to TDI. TDI, I see you, man. I see you out there on the Facebook and stuff. Check out TDI also on Monday on Lush Radio Online. He does his one tunes as well. Shout out to everybody on the check-in, on the Facebook, on the Twitter, everywhere. And the topic for today is, what is the definition of a real man? We've heard a lot of different definitions, and I'm actually excited and real happy at the answers that we've been getting, because we've been getting some real, real good answers, and people have been getting, you know, been going really hard in the paint. And I'm excited about that. At the beginning, I was like, oh, my God, did I pick a wrong topic? Because, you know, people really wasn't moving or responding. But I guess it took them a minute to kind of absorb what I was really asking or kind of what I was talking about. And once everybody got into the flow, then that's when everybody was like, oh, okay, I got you. And the answers kind of started coming in. But, you know, basically, almost everybody kind of goes to the same, you know, they may say different things, but everybody kind of goes to the same, one of the same answers, which is take care of home. A real man takes care of home, you know, takes care of his woman if he has one. If he doesn't have one, home still means where you reside, where you live. Home means your mother. You know, if we don't have a wife and kids or whatever, or, you know, that means your mom. Home is your mom. Or, you know, if you're caring for your dad or your grandfather or whoever it is that you live with or whatever, that is home. You know, that's what you do. You take care of home. You know, home being where you rest your head at. Home being, where you eat at. You know, that's home. It don't necessarily have to be with a woman per se. If you're not in a relationship or if you don't have any kids, there's some men that don't have children, but it doesn't make them less of a man if they don't have any kids to take care of. You know, they just don't want to have any kids, don't want no extra drama, or just, just consciously are looking for the right person to have a child with. You know, you just don't go out there and start making babies like crazy, even though some people do, but that is now, of course, you know, the thing that we advise people to do, you know. You should consciously, you know, be out there looking for a life partner, not just looking for a baby mother or a baby daddy and leaving it at that. You actually should be looking for somebody that you're going to remain with. And I'll be bouncing back and forth. I mean, things happen. Things happen, real talk. Sometimes you feel that you did find that person, and, you know, and you lock and load with that person, and next thing you know, you find out the truth. You know, or they show you the true colors, and then you have to move on. But so anyway, what we're discussing today, excuse me, is the definition of a real man. I have read out some things that pointed out the definition between a real man and a male. You know, a male being just, you know, a male. And a man having a whole different type of standard. shout out to Nicole D. Hodge telling me that that's a real good question. So, okay. So let me get an answer, Nicole. where's my answer? Shout out to everybody on Facebook again. Everybody going, you know, everybody, I know it's a good question. That's why I bring it up, because it's interesting, you know, and me knowing, like, you know, I know I hang out with a lot of males, you know, a lot of friends. I have like 100 brothers. And sometimes we get into that topic. We start discussing things like that, as far as, like, you know, what's a real man? You know, what consists of it being a real man, you know? And you know, guys, you know, some will be funny. Oh, a real man means that, you know, I have, you know, 1,000 broads at my disposal. When I call them, you know, they answer the phone and, you know, and they're ready to whatever, you know, break out with me and stuff like that. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're, that makes you a man, you know. A man knows, has to restrain himself, you know. It's easy to just, you know, abandon ship, or you had an argument with your woman and you're going to go out there and look for the next one in line. There's nothing hard about that. What's hard about that? That's not the hard part. But when you start doing things that are hard and difficult, you know, then that's when, you know, that's when you show your true, your character. The man is judged by his character, you know. So shout out to everybody again on the check-in. 347-826-7722. Make sure you call in and answer. Or those that don't want to call, please feel free to hit me up on the Facebook, /Emma E2K, and leave me your answers there, and I'll read them out. No problem. I'll read them out to everyone. That's no problem. So make sure that you leave me your answers on my page. And, okay, so Nicole's answer is to our question, our topic for today. She says, someone that's mature in every way, shape, or form. Nice. Okay. Okay. Nice. So I just read it out, you know, Nicole, your reply. And made a lot of sense. Someone that's mature in every way, shape, or form, right? And that's not really on an age thing, because you can actually be mature and be young, but there's some older people that are not mature, you know, that are not mature with this situation. So maturity is not an age thing, you know? So some people get it confused. They think, that becomes the age thing. It's not necessarily an age thing, you know, the maturity, people's maturity level. So make sure you call in 347-826-7722 and give me your opinion. Rose, give me your opinion, man. Rose, what you got to say about that? You like Heidi, you like her back there in the paint. Like, give me, you know, answer me, answer the topic. You know, I want to go on the topic. What happened? Are you scared? You be posting like mad questions and answers. I be seeing you posting on the Facebook. So here's a question. I need an answer. Rosy Rose, what's good? You ain't got an answer for me? You ain't got an answer for me? Which is the definition of a real man? Come on, hit me with something. Hit me. Drop them jewels, girl, because you be dropping some jewels. Don't be acting like you don't know. Okay, she's typing. I got to wait till she finishes typing and give me an answer. Let's see what Rose got to say. Rose, hit me up with something. Or post it on my Facebook. Are you on Facebook? If you're on Facebook, make sure you post it up on there, and I'll read it out to everybody. Shout out to the streamers as well. If you're on the Facebook, make sure you hit me on the Facebook, and give me your definition, and I'll definitely read it out. But so far, I think everybody, again, has touched into almost the same thing, which is taking care of home and being respectful to your wife, if you have one, being respectful to your children, if you have kids, because not everybody fits, you know, this one criteria. Everybody kind of, you know, has different criteria on that. So I want to give a big shout-out to Venus. Venus, look what I found. Venus did this for me, like, years ago. This represents my oldest son and holding down E2K, because he got E2K on his back. How hot is that? Shout-out to Venus. Yeah. She's funky, right? Look. She did this handmade, especially E2K for me. How, like, Again, shout out to Venus. Yep. And that's what's up. You know, she did that for me actually a while ago. I just had it, you know, put away. Okay, so Rosé. Here's Rosé's answer. Let's go. She says, I think a real man doesn't have to try to be masculine. They naturally are. Ooh, okay. Aura is authentic. They are ambitious, generous, and traditional in ways. Did you just Google that answer? Or that was you that answer, Rose? Rose, stop playing. That was hot. That was hot. I like that. I like that. Rose, but make sure you post that on the page, man. You got to go to the Facebook and post that on page. Take that. Copy, paste that, and take it over there to on the Facebook. Because I want other people to be able to read it when they, you know, after the show is over, Noah, they can come back and check out all the answers on the page and read the stuff. There's some interesting stuff and some interesting answers that everybody's giving and calling in about. So that's what's up. I'm still hitting everybody on the I am in hopes of getting everybody to answer the question. Okay, Rose, I see you. Rose already posted her reply, so you can always go and check that out. Shout out to Lega. Lega was on the check-in on Tuesday. Tuesday nights, I do a show called The Midnight Hour, and I play feel good music. So whoever's up on Tuesday night at 12 o'clock midnight, I start the countdown, and I start playing some feel-good music. So make sure that if you're on, you know, on Facebook, because what I do is I play the music, and I also play the videos. For those that want to follow, you can follow with the video on the page, on MIE2K page. And that's how we do it. I play feel-good music. Music that makes you feel good. There's certain music that you listen to that just makes it just takes you to that moment in time when you listen to it, or with the person that you was with, or just a hot memory that, you know, that all of a sudden you hear, you're like, wow, okay, you know, I remember this, or I remember I was feeling this way, or vice versa. You could be feeling a certain way, and all of a sudden it'll change your whole mood around. Like, I know sometimes I'd be stressed, upset, or whatever, and I go and I start listening to a certain particular song, and for that moment, for that time that I'm listening to that song, I don't have no problems. Really, nothing else exists, you know? But just me listening and paying attention to the words that are being said, or, you know, or whatever, you know, they're singing or rapping about. Because it don't necessarily always have to be R&B, even though that's my true love, R&B. But there are some rap songs that make you feel good. Some rap songs that make you feel good. You're like, oh, especially like when you're in the club and you're feeling a certain way and they play some certain songs, you're like, all right. And, again, you may have been upset at the moment, but they go and they play a certain song and you're like, okay. You know, and you get right into it, you know, you get right into it. Shout out to Rio Lopez, who says I'm talking about him, you know. So let's see, am I talking about you? I don't know. The definition of a real man, you know, if you feel you're the definition of a real man, call me, 347-826-7722, and let me know why you feel you're the definition of a real man. You know, I'm always interested to listen and to comprehend if I don't, you know, you being the definition of a real man. I'm not saying that you're not, but, you know, call me and let me know. Give me a shout out. Let me know that, you know, that you're out there. Let me know what you're doing tonight, you know, where you're going, where you hanging out to, you know, or if you're not hanging out, or if you're just staying home with the fam. And just kicking it back with them, you know? There's nothing wrong with that either. So, again, our topic for today, we've been going really hard in the paint. We have got maybe about 50 more minutes into the show. And I'm going to continue to take callers. So 347-826-7722. And then I'm going to go into my definition. And, you know, if people are ready for it. You know, I'm going to go into my definition of what's a real man. And I'm going to read out, you know, whatever postings are there. If you guys, again, just want to post your definition, you know, make sure that you, you know, post your definition. Let me read what your opinion is about, you know, the definition of a real man. Not everybody, of course, has the same opinion. Thank God, you know, we have the freedom of speech, but we have the freedom of different thoughts. We don't all think the same, which makes this a wonderful world to live in. Because if we all thought the same, where would we be? We're a little crazy, right? We're a little monotonous. Everybody kind of thinking and doing the same thing at the same time. So, shout out to all my listeners, everybody on the stream, for supporting me, you know, every Saturday. You know, it's not easy, man, doing a live show. Things happen, and sometimes you have to, you know, work around it. You have to make, you have to make 8267723478267722 is the number. People are asking me, so 347-826-7722 is the number. Feel free to call in if that's what you want to do, call in. Or if you just want to answer, if you just want to answer it, then feel free to do that as well. Okay? So feel free to do that as well. You know, don't hit me up on the video. Hit me up when I got the answer. Okay. Shout out to DJ Magic, J North London, and he's all the way out in the UK. And he's on the Facebook and on the check-in. And, you know, that's what's up, you know. We got the UK in the building. All righty. I like that, you know. The UK is listening. DJ Magic is on. And, you know, and that's how we do. We do our one, two. 347-826-7722 for those that could call in. And, okay, we got 646. 646 is on the line. 646, you're on with Emma E2K.
Nah, sweetie, I'm just listening to the topic.
Okay.
You know, I just want the knowledge. I want the knowledge.
Okay, cool.
You know, and I'm here to receive. You know, I'm open. I did enough talking, and I just, you know what I'm saying, and I'm open to receive all the positive energy that I get from this radio station.
Cool. That's what's up. So just stay, you know, just stay listening. Stay, you know, stay on hold. Rose will have you on hold, and you can still listen to the show, which is a good thing about it. Some people, like, kind of get afraid to talk or whatever, but they don't have to be afraid. So, everybody, for your answer, please don't hit me on the inbox. I can't, you know, I can't be going to the inbox. I'm trying to just stay on the page. I'm trying to stay on the page to read out everybody's answer. So make sure that you hit me on the page. But DJ Magic, I got you, and I will look at my inbox right after the show. Right now, I cannot do that. Make sure you log into e2kmagazineonline.com to get the live feedback. I'm on the Ustream, so if you want to see the only sexiness of Emma E2K, you make sure you log on the stream. Shout out to all the streamers. I see you. Y'all see me. We're connected. And tonight's topic is the real definition, the definition of a real man. Those that got something to say, call me in. Call in 347-826-7722. Or you have the choice to be able to leave your answers on the Facebook. So make sure you go on my Facebook and, you know, leave your answers there. And I would gladly and surely read out your replies and your answers. No problem. Today was a real, real exclusive hot topic. I'm glad that actually I went with this. At the beginning, I was a little worried. You know, I didn't think that people were really going to respond to it, but I'm glad that they have, because it just kind of gives us all an insight that we're all kind of really thinking kind of the same. And And it makes me feel good to know that there's still a lot of morals out there. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm saying thank you to DJ Magic. He's saying I'm sounding sexy. Some people say my voice is raspy. I don't know. Raspy, sexy? Hey. 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 You know, whichever, you know, just as long as it's appealing to the ear and it's not a screechy sound, then I'll take that. Make sure you post your answers on the topic. I will gladly answer it. Yeah, that's DJ Magic J from London, UK. That's what's up. I got the UK listening in and on the check-in. Check out the streamers. What up, streamers? Yeah, we got a little 10 more minutes onto the show. E2K on the Spot is on every Saturday from 8 to 10. We have hot topics for you, you know, or whenever we can be able to travel to the New York City area or the DMV area or, you know, or wherever we're located to be at, we definitely stream live and we have actual live interviews. So whenever we can do that, we do that. Everybody's in me or at the same time. Okay, cool. Make sure that you leave it on the page. Yes, that's. You can leave it on your page, or you can call in 347-826-7722 if you want to call in. It's optional, you know. Call or just leave your answer on the page, and I will read it out as well. No biggie. Shout out to everybody on the Twitter, Future Guru 100. We're on the check-in. He called in and gave his shout-out, and he was calling all the way from Newark, Jersey, from Inglewood. So shout-out to Jersey that's on the check-in all the time. Shout-out to Pretty Lou over there oh, my God, I just had a brain freeze. Shout-out to Pretty Lou. Our urban Latino. That's an urban Latino, of course, you know. Like I said, we, you know, we're not a hating generation, not over here. We actually are the voice of the people. So, you know, wherever the people are at and whatever the people got to say, whatever the people want to say, then that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? We bring it out to light. This is Real Talk, Real Life with your sexy host, Emma E2K. Don't forget to check me out also on Tuesday nights at midnight. At midnight, I play the feel-good music. It's just for an hour, people. So a lot of people log in at 1 in the morning. They're like, oh, what happened? I just logged in. It's from 12 midnight to 1 in the morning. It's only 1 hour, you know. I'm debating going 2 hours. We'll see. Let's see how many people, you know, check in and support the one-hour show first before we go on to two. But I play nothing but feel-good music. Those people that have already have tuned in and tune in every week with me can tell you. So, you know, ask a friend, man. Ask a friend, ask your cousin, ask your fellow Facebooker. Once you request them, let you know, ask them, what's up with Emma? E2K on the Spot. Are they playing that feel-good music? Is Lush Radio Online playing that good feel-good music? We surely are. That's Tuesdays at midnight, from midnight to 1 in the morning. You know, and that's how we do. Everybody on the check-in, I'm still waiting for people's replies. Everybody wanted the replies. And don't forget to go to the Facebook right after. Even when we log off, you can feel free to go over there and check out all the answers and all the replies that everybody has left. And, you know, and that's how we do. So we got 5 more minutes to the show. Five more minutes to the show. And I just want to wish everybody Merry, Merry Christmas. Not that I'm not going to be on next week. I will be on the following Saturday, which is the 18th. The 25th, of course, it being Christmas Day. No, there will not be no show due to it being Christmas Day. So on Christmas Day, I will not be airing. On the 25th, there will be no E2K on the Spot show. On the 11th, on the 18th, we are airing. So next Saturday, you know, I'll give you my Christmas wish list. And those that feel free to want to send me gifts, hey, I'm saying I'm not going to say no. You know, I love all gifts without math, right? So, no, but seriously, you know, the meaning of Christmas is more than just gifts. you know, is actually the giving, you know, the blessing is in the giving. So make sure you give of yourself, you know. If you have a neighbor, maybe a mother that has children and, you know, has too many kids, for whatever her reason may be, don't even matter the reason. The point, what I'm trying to make is that buy an extra gift and hand it to the child, you know, for Christmas. Go around in your own building, in your own complex, in your own neighborhood, you know, in your own community. Give out 2 or 3 toys, man, and see how good that's going to make you feel. See the look on those little kids' faces. So that's what's amping me up to be able to do, you know, the toy drive every year. This is our 9th year doing it, and it's just a good feeling all around to be able to make a child smile, you know. Just a smile, man. A genuinely sincere smile. That you actually took out the time and you bought this child that you don't even know, have no relation to, a toy, a simple toy that could have cost you maybe $5 or $4, and to them probably means the world. To them, that's probably the only toy that they're even ever getting. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know people's story. You don't know people's struggle. So give of yourself, man. This Christmas, I'm just asking everybody, give of yourself. You know, we're losing this Christmas spirit. And we're the only ones that kind of can regain that back. So please, 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 I'm begging, make sure that that you give of yourself this Christmas, you know. Give your time, give a toy, you know, donate whatever you have, you know, even if it's a dollar. Dollar Tree, people, Dollar Tree, with a dollar, $2, you can buy 1 or 2 nice gifts. They don't have gifts that are even... you know, not all of them are really cheap ones. Or buy a card. Wish somebody Merry Christmas. Give them a smile. Let them know that they're thought about and they're appreciated. You know, that's what everybody wants. At the end of the day, everybody just wants to be loved. And a real man knows how to show that love. So on that note, I'm going to wish everybody blessings. Wish everybody, you know, the best of everything. For those that are staying tuned into my situation with my father, I actually did go to see him. I actually did forgive him. I actually did go pay my respects, you know, to the other 50% of the responsible party that had me in this world. So shout out to everybody. Shout out to my cousin and Al for the support that they gave me and all my other friends that gave me that support. Or Megatron, or the people that love me, or the people that I love that gave me, you know, that real talk and told me that I needed to do the real stuff. Shout out to Pastor Elliot. Everybody that I spoke to that told me that my mother, that, you know, was the first one that let me know that I had to do the right thing. And I did the right thing. I don't know yet how I feel about that, but I know I did the right thing in doing that. So, shout out to everybody. Blessings and peace to everyone. Love, keep the support, you know, keep the friendship, you know. And with that, I say blessings, peace, and out. Rosé, I love you. And we out of here, man. Peace and hair grease. And everyone, keep it funkified. For next Saturday, you already know. It's your girl, Emma E2K, on the spot.